is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. Chocolate Braveheart, A.J. Hoffman.
Thank you.
Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort, and Tyler Scott out here with us at Whitmire's. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Send a message. If Aaron likes it, he'll read it. That's his way to participate in the show, so help him out. There is also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Tyler Drew Scott, at Degenerates975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. No Twitch today because we're not in studio. We're out at Whitmire's Distilling, and you need to be out here as well because we are doing a very cool thing today. And we're going to try them first, just so you know. Hoffman and I get first crack at this. But we have three Blue Label whiskey bourbons. We have three ryes. And when you come out, you're going to try them and vote on which one you like the best before 6 o'clock. We're shutting it down at 6 o'clock. We're going to pick the barrel. Going to bottle them right there. So you can take home a Blitz bottle with you today.
Very cool.
How cool is that? And they're doing this for holiday parties. So if you've got a company and you're thinking of a cool thing to do, this is it. So
now, does the label have a picture of your face on it?
No, we don't want that because no one wants to see that.
That would ruin the holidays I was thinking.
I mean, if you put my face on there, nobody would drink it.
That's like bringing the Krampus to Christmas. That's no good.
No. That would be like if you needed something to pee in.
Yeah.
You would put my face on it.
It's like the Grinch. It's, you know, except chubbier.
Well, I don't know. Did you see the Jim Carrey Grinch? That one was pretty fat. but yeah, come on out, man. It'll be fun. We're going to be here till 7, and we're going to wrap up the actual tasting at 6. So you want to get here before that. But we're giving you plenty of time. So just skip out early from work.
Yeah. This is good life advice. Leave work early and come drink whiskey. Like, pretty much every success story that I've ever heard started with that. Don't worry about your job. Leave that and just go drink some whiskey. And really, in life, when you follow that rule, everything tends to work itself out, right?
Oh, yeah. It all falls into place for you. And you don't want to
go. Oh, you've got family obligations,
forget
not
that.
Work?
They don't want you there.
Your family would rather you be drinking whiskey than doing things like, taking your kid to swim lessons. It's too cold to go to swim lessons. You know what's never too cold for? Whiskey drinking.
It's never too hot for that either.
That's a good point. I never thought of that, Fred, but that blows my mind. That's some crazy math. It's never too hot and it's never too cold. Boy.
It's always a good time for whiskey.
Yeah, you really hit me with the truth right there.
So we'll have
I knew the cold thing, but I didn't know that hot thing.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I guess I knew it, but it's just been buried in my subconscious.
So, Whitmire's, it's easy to find. It's off Hollister Street, not too far from 1960. So, come on out. Not too far from the racetrack.
It's relatively easy to find. It's not like there's like a blinking neon sign. Yeah, you've got I would use Waze.
Yeah, I did use Waze.
Yeah, so it's easy to find, but it's in a business park, and it's not in the front of the business park. But once you're here...
There's a pretty big sign out there.
Yeah, there's a big sign that says Whitmire's.
And what's really cool is they've got basically a full bar now. So if you want to try some of the products that we've been talking about, besides helping us pick one, including that new bourbon rye blend, it's here. They've got it right here. And they also mix some very cool drinks. You can buy a bottle and take it home with you.
The last time I was here, and Travis got him to make us some smoked old fashions.
Yeah, he loves making those. Those are good.
Oh, boy, that's a nice drink. That's a fine drink, sir.
I was trying to remember if the last time I was here was for Sports on the Rocks, where I got really, really trashed, or for the charity poker tournament that we did, where I got really, really trashed.
Oh, it doesn't sound anything like you.
Yeah, and the poker tournament, basically when we got to the final table, I told everybody I was winning, so they were playing for second. And I did. I won.
Well.
I was kind of Hoffmaning it. I was being a little bit of a jerk.
You know. It's funny, the more you drink, the more you act like me.
At the poker table.
Probably not a good thing.
But it was a charity tournament. It was for a good cause. So, we had fun with it. But it was funny because when we got down to three, it was me and this husband and wife. And first prize was a trip to LaBerge. And I'd already said, if I win, I'm giving it to Chris Whitmire for hosting us. And so they're trying to gang up on me, and I still beat them.
Suckers.
And, well, you know.
I mean, you warned them.
I warned everybody about because like there was a stretch where I had aces like three times in five hands, and everybody I was getting all in every time and getting stacks every time. And when I got to a certain point, I'm like, "You're not beating me from here." Sorry. And part of it was I was drunk. So basically, they have good vodka. Yes, the Space City vodka is fantastic. They've got that here. They've got gin. They've got everything. So come on out and check it out. And like I said, this is a cool place to come tour. And if we have bottles left, you'll be able to come buy these Blitz bottles. Like, if you come this weekend, you'll be able to buy them.
I think the last time I came out here was the when they did the single barrel release. And I came and snagged a bottle, which is, by the way, ridiculously good. Last one that I had. So.
And they've still got some of those here. Not the special release, but the regular single barrel, which is very good. And
Maybe it was mine. Was the one I'm talking about called single barrel? What was it?
No, yours was...
with the blue label on it?
Single Barrel Select. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm very fancy.
Well, yeah, because you brought me one.
Yeah.
And it was fantastic, as everything out here is. So, yeah, we're going to, you know, we'll have a Blitz bourbon and a Blitz rye by the time we leave today. And you guys help pick. I've even got the little thing here where I'm going to take your votes. And then we'll decide at 6 o'clock. That way it'll be ready before the end of the show.
Hey, so, truthfully, I'm going to try all these and... I mean, I'll take people's votes, but then I'll probably ignore them if they're wrong.
Well,
I like to run my whiskey bottling like a presidential election. If it's, you know, okay, it looks like things aren't going to go our way, we'll just throw that state out. Like I've got an idea of what I want, I don't yet, but I will, and I'll either try to pressure people one direction, and if they don't want to go my way, oop, I lost your ballot, sir. Sorry.
Well, to be fair, we do get a little more of a our votes count a little more. How's that?
Yeah.
Now, we're like
90-10.
We're like California, Texas, and New York, and everybody else is kind of like the Dakotas.
Yeah.
But that's all right. You still get a vote.
And some of you do.
Yeah, well.
Unless your vote's just wrong.
Yeah, unless you're all just really, really wrong.
And actually, if you cast a good ballot, I'll be like, oh, you're Ohio. You have more votes than it seems like you should.
You're Pennsylvania.
Yeah, congratulations. Your vote counts kind of a lot.
Oh, man. So come on out. It's
Ooh,
gonna...
that looks like a Delaware vote to me. Sorry, sir.
Oh, thank you, Rhode Island. Somebody else have any picks before you guys start drinking? We'll do college football with Brad Powers today at 6. And I don't have hockey tonight before you start asking, but last night's was money again. So
it was early yet.
Yeah, it was. It was 1-0 after a period, and I wasn't feeling great. But
so my early
it finished 5-4.
My
like
early
I said
yet
it would.
just smashed over. Mm. So it was stupid. My fault for saying Wisconsin can't shoot. They hit more threes last night than they did in their first two games combined. So
they were just waiting for you to bet under.
Yeah, that's what they were
totally
doing.
They totally baited you.
Suckered me. Ah. I really blame McNeese, though. They shouldn't have scored so many points. That's their fault. Thanks a lot, McNeese.
You're still doing okay.
But still. But, you want to win them all, Fred. You know that.
Oh, yeah. You never want to lose because even if you go 9-1, it's the one that people talk about. I'll never get used to that. But
there's Lady Fred.
What are you talking about? She's a handsome woman, man. This is your problem.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, side note.
Yeah.
Bad.
It's a very handsome
woman. You had to be here to know.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, there's going to be some inside jokes.
Yeah, you wouldn't have missed out on that joke.
Yeah, you need to get out here and join Rogelio and the other blitzers who are on their way. And you're going to get to test whiskey. How cool is that? As long as it lasts, that's the other thing.
I mean, yeah, once it's gone, it sucks for you.
Yeah, once it's gone, you don't get a vote.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN. Kellen Clear Lake says, I know the vote doesn't count, Fred, but I say the name is Stay Sportsy Bitches Bourbon.
That's not going to look good on the specs shelves.
Well, we're not putting them on the shelves. These are just for us to buy here at the distillery.
I don't know. I think mine's going to be worldwide.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, eventually I'm going to do we're going to do one here, which we've been talking about for a while, but probably not till after the first of the year, but this will do for now. This really is a great thing that they're doing if you want to have a party to really impress especially if you have people in your office who drink, which is 95% of you who listen to this show, then get you one booked, man. It's pretty cool. So speaking of sports, you know what I did last night?
Well, made love to your wife.
No, I didn't. Maybe somebody did, but okay. I didn't. No, I watched the Rockets.
Yeah?
And I know you'd like to say they're not fun, but the last 5 minutes of that game, they were fun to watch. Can't tell me you don't like Harden throwing in threes from the parking lot and Austin Rivers teeing up his own dad.
That was kind of interesting.
Yeah. I mean, that was fun. I enjoyed it.
I don't know if I'll go so far as I enjoyed it.
Really?
Yeah. I mean
he wasn't – James wasn't doing James things. He was doing threes from 12 feet behind the line. You love it when Steph does that.
That's true. I mean, it was better than the average Rockets game. I'll give him that.
All right. Well, that's –
Is that fair?
That's a grudging admission. I'll take it.
Okay.
So he said, I need an excuse to tell my wife to come to the tasting. Just tell her that this will be your only chance to ever get to do this with us.
Oh, I've got a better one than that.
Okay, what's yours?
Honey, I'm the man of this house. I do what I please, and you're welcome to tag along. If not, you can just shut your mouth. How about that? You think that'll go over?
I don't think that one's going to work. I was trying to give him a more, sympathetic excuse. Like, this may be my only chance.
I've got a good one.
Okay.
Hey, who pays the bills around here? Huh? Huh? What's for dinner? Huh? That's right. You cook, I'll go get the whiskey. How's that one?
What if she's the one that makes all the money?
Oh, then don't use that one. Use the first one.
Okay.
Yeah, if you don't make the money, you've always got to fall back to, listen, I'm the man of this house. Because that's indisputable.
How does that work for you, just out of curiosity?
I never have to do that. My wife, she doesn't want me around. So, basically, I just say, hey, I'm going to go do something. She's like, bye. she's not, trying to keep me around the house, though.
Well, I mean, and that's the thing. That's 90% of the spouses. They don't want us there.
Right.
Yeah, they want to go do their own thing.
Yeah.
And I'm totally fine with that. So I get to sit here and drink whiskey, and you can go do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Who cares? That's your business. 713-780-ESPN. God, I can't believe you.
I mean, it's pretty accurate when
you
think about
it. No, it's not accurate. And you know,
was Lady Fred accurate, Tyler? It's pretty accurate, right? It's like Fred in a wig.
I still find her a very handsome woman. So maybe I'm not offended. I'm more offended for her than I am for me.
I don't know who it is, but it's.
Yeah, you know who it is. He says, honey, do you want your weekly allowance this week? That's what I thought. I'll be back.
There you go.
Oh, man. So.
You guys have to learn how to talk to ladies. That's all.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got to do things delicately. So sometimes when you say, listen, I'm the man, I'll do what I want, it's better to say, honey, listen, I'm the man, I'll do what I want. See, when you add that honey before listen, it does two things. It makes them sound like you're saying something sweet to them.
It gives the illusion you care.
But at the end of the day, what it's really doing is talking down to them, which gives you even additional power. Like women don't like being called honey, apparently. So when you do that, especially to someone you have a relationship with, I think it's a strong move. It's a power play.
It's amazing that I'm the one who's been married 3.5 times and not you. It really is. All right, guys, I have to tell you about my bookie. And if you hit that hockey play I gave you last night, you probably bet it on my bookie. And if you didn't, you should be, because it's so easy. You just get online. You can sign up in minutes. And if you sign up today, if you're new, they're going to double your first deposit up to $1,000. And they've got all kinds of great deposit options for you. So go and check it out. Find the one that's best for you. But use promo code radio. That's promo code radio at mybookie.ag, and that's going to help you get in with that double your first deposit. You can also – the other cool thing is when you win, you get paid. Matter of fact, cashed out today with a little hockey money, and it's easy, it's fast. Nobody pays out faster. And a lot of these websites in the past I've had issues with, and not MyBookie. I mean, they pride themselves on their customer service and making sure that you get your money, because it's your money when you win. They want you to win. Use promo code radio right now to get your exclusive double your money offer. MyBookie.ag, promo code radio. Play, win, get paid. MyBookie.
You're listening to an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Whitmire's Distilling. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Whitmire's Distillery. Come on out. If you're just getting off work, get your butts out here. Come and taste the rye and the bourbon. We're doing the rye right now, and we're going to get AJ's vote on the rye. Also, just to let you know, Lawyer Dave's going to be out here in a little bit to do his spot with us. And if you got legal questions.
Did you bring his T-shirt?
I did bring his T-shirt,
okay,
yes.
Good. Because yeah. He's texted me about it today, and I was going to have him sue the hell out of you if you didn't bring
you knew we were coming out here. You could have brought it. I don't know why I had to be the middleman.
When I gave it to you, I didn't know he was coming out here.
Ah, well, he'll be out here.
I figured you guys would get together for your steak night or play dominoes or whatever you guys do together.
We usually do steak night tonight, but tonight instead we're doing whiskey tonight. So that's to me, that's an upgrade.
I feel like you guys pretty much always do whiskey.
Well, yeah, usually we do whiskey at steak night, but
you guys are like an old married couple, you and Lawyer Dave.
Not really.
Kind of.
No, we just have like a, you know, we hang out.
A bros night?
Well, sometimes, yeah. Usually when the wife's out of town, usually we go.
Is Lawyer Dave married?
Yeah.
Does he bring his wife?
Sometimes, yeah.
But usually no?
No, she and Val are real good friends.
But yeah, but usually Dave probably does what I do and says, hey, honey,
yeah, he likes his wife, so.
I love my wife.
Yeah, and his wife is actually really cool. She's a big noise at United, and so she travels a lot.
Oh, my.
So yeah, whenever the wives are out of town, which is a lot, we tend to go out and drink a little bit. But he's going to be here, and if you have legal questions, he'll answer them for free while he's here. So on top of getting to try some really kick-ass rye and bourbon, you can ask legal questions. God, now I can't even look at the TV. I can't do it.
I mean, it's ultra accurate, if I'm being honest.
And I find her oddly attractive, and that makes it worse. Yeah.
Oh, God.
But I think she and I like the same thing, so it would never happen.
Oh, I think she's been eliminated, so it's all
good. And I'm not going to say it because
don't say it.
We're not going to say who it is, but
yeah. I mean, that would be I would eat a lot more than what we've got in front of us to make that happen. I'll just put it that way. Yeah. I don't know if there's enough booze in this bar.
Oh, there is. There is for me.
I don't think so.
Like, if I killed off one of these, definitely.
If I had enough booze to find her attractive, there's no way my equipment would be up for the task.
It's
like the balance beam. Like, okay, maybe she is hot, and there's no way that's working. So
yeah, I admit there is an element of that where you get so far gone that it's not going to happen.
But you find the balance.
I try.
Yeah.
But sometimes the balance happens, and then you get into it, and that's when you get to the, oh, this isn't working.
And what about when you wake up, and it's like looking in the mirror?
It's kind of sexy, in a weird, creepy way. Yes. Oh, man. 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. So what the hell else is going on?
Well, Major League Baseball is going to interview the Astros. You don't care?
No.
Okay.
They got caught. They cheated. Fine them. Move on.
That's fair.
I mean, and there's other teams that are going to get caught. Good for them. Whatever you think is a fair fine, like $1 million on a draft pick.
Yeah.
Okay. Done.
I finished all my football handicapping for the week.
I did too.
So if we want to get into some lines that we like, we can do that.
Yeah, well, we'll do college with Brad, but
I'll be honest. My college spread is so thin. I'm not like I'm not even putting together a package for this weekend. It's just a couple plays. Yeah,
I'm the opposite. I think I told you I've got 9 plays this weekend
in college.
Total.
No, okay.
Yeah, which is the most I think I've ever had.
I put together a 6-point teaser for college. I've got I've got a play Friday night, and then a money line parlay. That's it.
I have a winless team that I'm betting to cover an 8.5-point spread.
Okay.
New Mexico State.
Good luck.
I
think the numbers pushed to 7.5, so you might have the worst of it there.
You know what?
The market disagrees
with
you.
No, it was 8.5, and it went down to 7.5.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay. But I've got I've got a bunch of teams that no one in their right mind would ever no games that people would play if, unless they were just meh.
All right. Well, good luck. Yeah, I've got a pretty healthy NFL card, but not much in college.
Yeah, I'm not as heavy on the NFL, which is weird because last week I did great on the NFL and not so great in college, and I'm the opposite this week.
Well, look at us.
So we'll see. But I feel good about it, you know, as long as a certain person's face will quit looking at me on the TV.
Well, it's good. For me today, talking to Brad will be good because normally when I talk to Brad, I'm only talking about games that I'm interested in. I want to get his
right.
thoughts on my plays.
Right.
This week, I don't really have any plays.
Okay.
So I'll just be asking him about, you know, the big games. How about that?
Well,
and, of course, I'll ask him about UMass and Northwestern. Which
I looked at that long and hard, and I can't – I know they're awful, and I know that they can't
Northwestern is the lowest scoring offense in the country.
And they're 43.5-point favorites.
I mean, that doesn't even make sense.
And last week they
like you wouldn't think that Northwestern could score 43 points in a game, but they're 43.5-point favorites.
Yeah, I can't do it this week.
No,
I want to, but I mean, I just no way. But because I can't see,
the market hasn't caught up to UMass, but they've caught up enough that they're putting up like numbers that are too scary for me even. Because the first few weeks, I didn't care. Whatever the number was.
Right.
Okay. They're,
yeah. I mean,
it won't matter.
Them and Akron, I was just like, whatever. Whatever the number is, that's it.
But the Army number last week, which I, you know, in hindsight, wasn't as scary as it seemed. And then this number, it's like, no, I just can't mess with it.
Yeah. I just don't trust Northwestern to score that many points.
No.
Somebody asks, who should I bet on, Houston or Baltimore this weekend? That's a pass game for me. If I were going to play it, I'd take Baltimore. Because I can see a scenario where they run away and hide, but I think it's going to be a close game, and maybe it comes down to a field goal. So at four, it's a stay away.
Yeah, I feel like the number is pretty solid. If I were looking for a teaser, I've been saying I think the Texans are a good tease piece this week. Especially if you see a 4.5 at your book, which some 4.5s are starting to pop up, take it to 10.5. And it's one thing about Deshaun, and this went back to his college days, he doesn't get blown out. I don't know that he's lost a game by more than 7-10 points in his life. So this is a guy who keeps his team in games. And so you put a big enough number up, it's like, okay, maybe impossible to keep him out of that.
If I had to play it, I'd take the over. I think both teams are going to score some points in this game.
I worry about the over because the way to beat, I mean, well, first of all, it's going to have to be a run game for both teams. And it's going to have to be a run game for the Texans because I think it's going to be very difficult to pass on this secondary, which has become elite.
I think they'll find different ways. They'll throw to the tight end. They'll throw to the running back. They won't necessarily Hopkins will still get his. But I don't know that they're necessarily going to attack with the wide receivers.
For the Ravens, I think it has to be a run game because that's what their offense is. It's a, I mean, they don't try to be fancy or secretive. Like, you know what's coming. You just got to be able to stop it.
Yeah, and, well, the Texans are really good against the run, but they're not particularly good against quarterbacks who run, and I think that's where they're going to do their damage.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson's going to have a big game. And I think if it comes down to it, I trust the Ravens defense to get a stop more than I do the Texans defense. But I don't see this game getting out of hand, but I do think it's going to be a 31-28 type of game. So, or it'll be 31-3.
Yep.
There's no, to me, if anybody gets blown out, it'll be the Texans.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. So what do you think of the rise there that you tried?
So far, so good. The first one's got a little more heat to it.
Yeah.
The second one's a little smoother. I haven't tried the third one yet. Did you get through all three?
I'm through all three, yes.
You're such an alcoholic.
We got bourbon to try next. So.
I know, but, I mean, come on.
Well.
You're through all of them too, Tyler? Well, you're not talking on the radio. That makes it easier.
Well, I mean, we had a break.
Yeah, and I was able to get through two drinks.
Well, you had to run and get water. It's not my fault.
Yeah. Well, it is your fault, kind of.
How?
When you got water, you could have gotten water for the team.
I got water like 45 minutes ago when I got here.
Does water expire? Is it like milk?
Oh.
Is it going to be bad after 45 minutes? You could have been like, you know what? AJ will probably get thirsty.
Tyler had his own water. He didn't bring you any.
That's true. And I brought Tyler water.
Why are you coming on me?
I mean, it's both of you.
Seriously.
You guys are both. It's
no,
I mean,
that's on you. Get your own damn water. You're a grown-up.
Listen, honey.
Goodness gracious. Stop watching ESPN. All right, what do we have here?
Lightstream.
Okay. I have to tell you about Lightstream. And holidays are here, and you need to save some money. Well, a great way to do it is, how about you consolidate those high-interest credit card balances? You can get a lower rate, and you can save with Lightstream. You can get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay, which is much lower than the national average rate of over 20% APR. So I don't know what you're paying on your credit cards, but I guarantee it's more than 5.95%. Your rate is fixed, so as rates continue to rise, your low rate won't budge. There's no fees. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. Right now, Blitzers can get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred, lightstream.com/Fred, and get your special interest rate discount. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Whitmire's Distilling. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Boy, that was the quickest break ever. The hell?
Yeah, funny how the hell time flies when you're trying to get some whiskey.
Oh, yeah, I was just trying to pour everybody's drink here. I didn't even get through mine. So we'll have to wait and do this the next break. So we'll do the bourbon next, and then the people can start trying. So we have three bourbons now that we're going to try. So the cool thing is you guys can come out, give them a try, and then pick the one you like best.
There you go.
So, yeah. And it was supposed to be coming at me, by the way.
Yeah, you already said it.
Bad choice of words.
That's saved forever.
Oh, well. These things happen. I was talking to the lady on the...
Oh, excuse me.
The lady on the TV, by the way.
Oh. Okay.
Just saying.
Nice try.
Handsome,
you're not saving.
Handsome woman. So, 713-780-ESPN. Eric says, so honey is the equivalent to, with all due respect, learn something new every day.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. Although I think people realize now that with all due respect doesn't work.
No.
Once they
even
got,
though it seems like it should.
It should, but once they, Talladega Nights kind of ruined it by telling people what it was,
right.
Then that was it. It was over. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Did you see Russell Westbrook talking about your guy Patrick Beverley?
Yeah, I saw Nick Sherrara got a little bit Twitter famous.
Did he?
Yeah, because he posted the video and ESPN retweeted it.
Nice.
So, yeah, good. I mean, you knew there was going to be some jawing back and forth between those two guys. That's no surprise.
Yeah. And, hey, Westbrook got the last laugh last night, but there's plenty more games to play. I don't know if you saw this, but according to the Washington Post.
I think you mean the failing Washington Post?
I thought it was the failing New York Times.
I think they're both failing.
Hashtag fake news.
Yeah, failing Washington Post, failing New York Times. Yeah.
Okay, so who's failing more?
That's a tough call. You'd have to. I'm not the guy to ask, I'll be honest.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean.
I've just heard through the grapevine.
I think that was, I think it was the president that said that.
I think that's who it was.
But the Washington Post said that
The failing
Washington Post, sorry.
Thank you. Just show it respect.
Okay, failing Washington
With all due
Post,
respect.
Hashtag fake news. Is reporting that the talks between the NFL owners and NFLPA are progressing well.
Okay.
There's increasing optimism that a new labor deal could be finalized in 2020, so that there won't be a work stoppage. And interesting part about it is the deal is growing more likely to include a 17-game season.
Okay.
With owners willing to make concessions to soothe concerns over players over adding an extra game to the existing schedule.
Do you feel like you need 17 games?
I mean, I'm always of the opinion that more football is a good thing, but sometimes I wonder. You know, it's like everybody used to want us to have a fourth hour to the show, and it's like, is that really a good thing?
I'll be honest. The OCD in me doesn't want an odd number of football games.
Well, I'm a little weirded out by that, too.
That means there's no such thing as an 8-8 team anymore. So, like, how are we going to decide what's an exactly average season?
8-8-1.
Yeah, how? we've got to do away with overtime, then, if that's the case.
Yeah. But I don't know how I feel about it, and I don't know if that 17th game is a yearly rivalry crossover game between conferences, that could be kind of cool. Mm. Yeah, like Eagles, yeah, Steelers.
Then you have to make up phony rivalries.
But they would become rivalries then. Well, 49ers, Raiders, Rams, Chargers. All those things, if they actually played each other every year, guess what? It'd be a rivalry.
I guess. But then you've got an uneven amount of home teams and road, or home games and road games. I don't know. I don't like it. I either want 16 or 18.
I don't want 18. I'll say
what
that.
If there was 18 and they got rid of the preseason?
Entirely?
Yep.
You still have to have some preseason.
You have to have preseason games?
Yeah, I think you have to have some just to get guys out there, even if it's one game. But, yeah, and they won't do that. They're not adding games. They're not going to add two to get rid of four.
No.
So they might go 2-2. But
they're not doing away with anything that makes them money, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know how I feel about 17. I mean, depending on how they do it, and maybe that's – I mean, you can't do overseas games every week, can you?
No.
Like, maybe that would be one way to get –
That would be excessive.
It. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how you would make it work. And you already have some really dead games in weeks 15 and 16. Then 17 is just – I mean, there'll be teams that are out of the mix. Like right now, the Dolphins, the Jets, the Bengals, they're already playing out the string.
Right.
Do you really want another week of that?
No. To be honest, no.
And most I would be willing to bet.
But you know, when at the end of the season when there's teams in a dead heat, let's say the Eagles and Cowboys are dead even, would I like to see another game? Sure.
Yeah, but I mean, they already have played each other twice.
Right.
So, I don't know, man. It depends on what they do with it, whether or not it would work. So, and Amos, don't tweet that face. Don't do that. That's not nice.
That should be your new profile pic.
No, it should not. That's not nice. It's very inappropriate and rude. And I'm sure she's a wonderful lady.
I mean, I don't even know who we're talking about, honestly.
Uh-huh. Yeah, neither do I.
With all due respect.
Uh-huh. Oh, boy. 713-780-ESPN. If you want to text the show, 713-780-3776. Somebody asked, how big is each sample of whiskey? Well, we're keeping them pretty small here.
Because yeah.
I would say this is like a third of a shot, not even.
Yeah, we can't be out here wiling out. We got radio shows to do.
Yeah. So. So he said, do you need water to clean the whiskey? Yeah, you don't want it to – you want to have water in between each one so that you get a fair taste.
We like to call it an accurate representation.
Indeed. Indeed. So,
because, you know, we're fancy, so we use fancy words.
Is that what we do?
Like representation.
Is that a fancy word?
Yeah. How many syllables?
When did you become Palillo?
Representation. 5 syllables, bro. Might as well have gone to college.
If you drop a nomenclature on me, I'm calling you Palillo the rest of the show.
That's a 4-syllable word. Boring.
So I said the 17th game could be the one played in England or Mexico. Well, but then
everybody's got to play in Mexico.
You're playing 17 games in England and Mexico.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I'm sure they'd love to do that. But
you think they'd love to?
I think the NFL would love that, yeah.
Didn't but
then you don't have to move a team to London.
Didn't the NFL have to cancel a game in Mexico because of, like, air quality concerns?
No, it was the field was a mess.
Yeah.
And they're playing again there this week.
Let's keep scheduling more of those.
Well, I think they'd want more London, but I don't know. So
I'm London now. Let's go somewhere new.
Well, yeah, now that you've been to London,
yeah.
You've got no interest in going back?
I think it'd be fun to do a game in Chechnya. Like, that's, I mean, right? Let's try something new.
Bosnia or Herzegovina?
Yeah, either one is cool. You could alternate years.
What about Tunisia?
That's fine. Yeah, okay. Let's try it.
Okay. Well, maybe that's the way to go.
What about the Ukraine?
I'm sure it'd be fine there.
Are you scared?
No, I'm not scared.
Yeah, you're not scared of anything.
No. What about Russia? They already own the United States anyway.
What about Rwanda?
I dated Rwanda in high school. Not for it.
You dated a Rwandan girl?
A girl named Rhonda. Yeah.
Oh, that's Rhonda.
Too close. Yeah. Yeah.
That's like the opposite of a Rwandan girl. Rhonda sounds like she lives in the trailer park.
She did.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's who I used to buy my weed from.
Okay.
So.
You didn't get her pregnant, huh?
No. Wasn't from a lack of effort, though.
Well, yeah.
But, yeah. That was a long time ago. Oh, boy. What do we have here? Harry's Razors.
My Harry's delivery came today.
Did it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there you go.
No, it's shipped today. I got an email about it today. I don't think they have, like, a half-day shipping, but it should be here, like, probably tomorrow.
Well, there you go. See, I always order them, like, when I'm down to my last rack of razors, which I'm down to now. And here's the great thing about Harry's is you can get – they've got a great deal for you right now. Five-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. You just have to use code FAOUR at harrys.com. The replacement blades are just $2 a blade. So it's convenient, it's affordable, and the quality is fantastic. And how about this? There's no risk for trying this. If you don't love your shave, let them know. You're going to get a full refund. You'll get your $3 back. An amazing offer just for the Blitzers. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code FAOUR at harrys.com. That gets you a five-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code FAOUR at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com today. Use code FAOUR at checkout to claim your offer.
Live from Whitmire's Distilling, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here from Whitmire's Distilling. Come on out, and the samples are at the bar. So you can go to the bar now and try them. Tell them you want to check them out. And then vote on the one you like the best. There's three ryes. There's three bourbons. And at 6 o'clock, we're going to cut it off. And we're going to bottle those suckers and sell them.
Sounds good.
For the Blitzers. I think we were all in agreement on both of them.
It's umaminous?
Pretty much umaminous.
Okay.
Tyler was iffy, but I don't think he disagrees with our choice. It's one or the other, so.
We'll see what the people say.
Yeah. Well, hopefully the people will agree with us.
They're probably going to be stupid.
No.
People are generally, you know.
You're saying Rogelio's stupid?
I mean, I'm not saying that, but.
I think you're saying
are
that.
Are you saying Rogelio's super smart?
No, but okay. That's not.
That's all I'm saying is, like, you know.
I'm just saying that it doesn't mean he's stupid.
Oh, well, no.
But, guys, if you haven't been out here yet, they've got a great bar out here. Come on out. Hang out. This is your chance to be part of history.
History?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the first ever Blitz bottles.
Okay.
Never been done before. May never be done again.
Probably will. Well,
yeah, it's going to be done again. But, you know, you want to be part of the first one, right?
Right.
It's just like when the Astros won the World Series in 2017. Yeah, they cheated. But, hey, you were excited about it, right?
Yeah, so I've seen a lot, and Tyler was just telling me, he was showing me a video of a game where they were allegedly cheating. And Tyler said, yeah, I mean, sure, they cheated, but they got the crap kicked out of them in this game. And I'm seeing a lot of, the Astros have the same record on the road as they do at home, or they were better on the road that year. It doesn't matter what the result was once you cheated. That's like saying, well, sure, Barry Bonds took steroids. He still struck out sometimes. I mean, it was pretty rare.
Yeah.
But he still struck out. It doesn't mean that he didn't take steroids. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The thing is,
I'm sure there was pitchers who scuffed baseballs that got taken out of the yard. It happens. All it is you're stacking the deck in your favor. You're playing the odds, right? You're an odds man.
Yeah, but to me, it's so hard to know what impact it actually has. And, you know, it's just like anything else. It's like if you're throwing spitballs so you can get more break.
Yeah.
Well, it might help you. It might not. If you're throwing an 86-mile-an-hour breaking pitch that breaks a quarter of an inch more, maybe it helps. But I don't know. And you'd have to look at each game in context, too. And there's no way in hell you could sit there and bang on trash cans in a playoff game and have it work. which maybe is why they choked in the game seven.
Yeah.
So,
real quick, while I was driving home, I thought of a what are the odds for yesterday. What are the odds all three Houston teams don't have a first-round draft pick in 2020?
Aaron, today's Thursday.
I know, but I didn't think of it until after the show.
You're going to have to come back with that question next Wednesday,
well,
right?
Then we'll have the answer by then.
Do you think that our math brains just work like that every day? No, we prepare
they
all
should.
Day.
You're
we,
better at math than I am. That's why
we
I
do practice
guys.
Calculations all day long for on Wednesday, and then you know we're ready for the questions today. We've had six whiskey samples, and you're asking us math questions.
Yeah, that's
oh, you live
on,
such
bro.
A hard life.
Yeah, honey, listen. Go back to producing the show.
Oh, man. I'm just glad when it's somebody other than me getting beaten up. Yeah, it's.
Well, I'm going to come on you later. Don't you worry.
Come at me later.
That's what
I mean.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. God.
That's what I meant.
You know, and I hadn't had enough to drink to make that mistake either. That's just great. So I bring it on myself. You know, there's no question. All right, 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show, 713-780-3776. And to answer your question, 100%. Although, won't they get a – well, I guess they'll get a compensation pick for Cole, won't they? Didn't they tender him?
Yeah.
So they would get a first-round pick for him.
I thought that happens the year later. No, I guess because the draft happens.
Yeah, well, because remember last year, Keuchel didn't sign before the draft. Or
they
would have gotten
one.
Yeah. So I don't know. The Astros may have a first round pick.
Oh no.
What?
Garrett Cole declined the Astros 1 year qualifier.
Darn.
So they will receive a compensation draft pick following competitive balance round B in the 2020 draft.
Round B?
Yeah. Competitive balance round B.
Oh.
The Major League Baseball draft is super convoluted and confusing. There's like,
see, I just now.
There's not just the first round. There's first round, and there's the competitive balance round, and there's compensatory draft. I mean, it's like a whole different thing. It's stupid.
I just figured out how compensatory picks work in the NFL. Please don't make me have to figure out baseball now. That's too much. Just tell me whether they have a pick or not. That's all.
Lenny said, I don't even know. I'm not sure who he's talking about here. So, Lenny, I'm going to say I don't know because I'm not going to read that out loud. I don't know if they're going to re-sign that person. I don't know.
Isn't that a porn thing?
Yep. But it's spelled wrong.
Ah.
Thank you. Well, the smoked old fashions are showing up.
Yeah, so.
He gave you the poison one. Now you're passing it to Fred? Yeah, that's poison.
Well, yeah, there's supposed to be one more, though.
Well, I'm sure it's coming. He's got two hands.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just saying, you didn't have to give me the first one.
Steven says we went to the Mike Fiers no-hit game when he was with the Astros. They said he may have used pine tar. I kid you not. We got a foul ball from that game, and my son said it smelled like pine needles. Funny story. You know, I don't think that pine tar is looked at the same way as what – like the Astros crossed a different line is what happened with the technology stuff. In the eyes of baseball. I mean, to me, it's all this. It doesn't really matter. But don't you agree that in the eyes of baseball, they cross a different line there?
Yeah.
Most hitters don't even care if you're using pine tar to grip the ball because they just don't – they don't want to get hit with the ball.
Yeah.
So if you've got to have a little added control –
and if somebody's hitting a trash can and letting them know what pitch is coming, you can use all the pine tar you want.
Right.
So –
well, that just means you're going to more accurately throw it where they can mash it once they know what's coming.
Exactly. So I guess the people are over there trying now.
Okay.
So
let's see how good their votes are.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm going to judge.
Honestly, what we're doing is we're going to judge their votes.
Yeah. I'm going to know what kind of a person they are based on their vote.
Yeah. Because if they all like the ones that we didn't, then they're horrible people.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And
I wonder which one Travis will pick.
That's a good one.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Travis and Chris, they're the experts. I mean, Travis, like, he makes all this stuff. He knows what he likes, what he doesn't.
Yeah.
I'm curious how
Travis is the one that first turned me on to the smoked old fashioned, which is just awesome.
Yeah, me too.
If you're out here.
I think Travis tries to turn everybody onto the smoked old fashioned because it's a damn fine beverage.
It's all right. I like it.
It's good when it's cold. It's good when it's hot.
Yeah.
I mean, outside, I'd probably rather not drink it if it was hot.
Well, no, because it's got ice in it. It'll cool you off.
Right. But, no, I'm saying that if the drink were hot, I wouldn't necessarily
Oh, no, we don't want a hot drink. I'm talking about outside.
Yeah. When it's outside, if it's cold or hot, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah. So come on out. We're at Whitmire's, and it's off Hollister, and you're getting a chance right now to try out three ryes and three bourbons. And, yeah, so Lawyer Dave will be here in a little bit. He's stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
So he is not going to make it in time, but hopefully we'll get him on the phone here. And then he will be out here if you have legal questions.
Yep.
So, and tomorrow we'll be at Red's in Beaumont for those of you in Beaumont. And hopefully we'll get a nice turnout for that. Looking forward to getting back over there. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in on the text line. And do we have Dave yet? Oh, okay. Well, let me know when he's on so we can actually do that. Boy, a lot of texts. Somebody said, didn't the Yankees get caught cheating in 2017 and got fined? Yeah. And listen, this is no different than the Yankees and the Red Sox getting caught. Or just like Osuna is no different than the Yankees signing Aroldis Chapman. The thing is, it's your team.
Right.
And, yeah.
Well, and you also, I mean, now you can't be holier than thou and act like you're the good guys.
Yeah. And the reality is, you know, yeah, I don't care that they cheated. I do think they need to hire better crisis management people, though, because they do not handle these things well. And it just makes you look worse.
Yep.
All right, well, maybe they should hire Lawyer Dave.
Maybe so.
Because we know he's a winner. He wouldn't have lost Game 7. What's up, Dave?
No, I wouldn't have lost Game 7. That's for darn sure. Hey, guys.
So,
I want to tell you about – go ahead.
No, go ahead. You're good.
Today I want to tell the Blitzes about what to do on a rainy, crappy day and they're in a car wreck. If you're in a car wreck and you're able to do so, take pictures from all four points of the compass – of the cars before they're moved. That'll be very valuable later. And then, once that happens, remember my phone number and call me, 713-626-8900. And I'll tell you what to do next.
Yeah, and if you can't remember that, just hit me up on Twitter. I get about one person a day now saying, hey, what's Lawyer Dave's contact info? And I just tell them, 713-626-8900. Twitter is Lawyer Dave Law or LawyerDave.com. And you don't charge anything for your consultations. You don't get paid until they win. And you're going to be out here at Whitmire's in a little bit. If people want to ask you a legal question, you'll do it, right?
Oh, absolutely. We do not charge for consultations. They're always free. No matter what the question is, people have a right to know an answer. And if I can answer it or find an answer for them, I feel like that's part of the gratitude that I have for having this job, and I'm glad to do it.
And you practice law all over Texas, so for all our friends that we're going to see tomorrow in Beaumont, you'll take care of them too, right?
You bet. In fact, one of the blitzers, a guy named John Gidros, go figure, he's from Beaumont. He's got a real good case, and I'll be out to see him there tomorrow myself.
All right, and my man Lawyer Dave, he doesn't win unless you win. Give him the number and all the info one more time.
Okay, hit me up, fellas, 713-626-8900. I'm at LawyerDave.com, or LawyerDave Law is my Twitter handle, and we have been getting some pretty good action through Fred, and we really appreciate that. But when the answer is when you're hurt, you're in an accident, you better dial Dave.